Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to continue a conversation that we've been having recently about social media, and particularly about social media monitoring and metrics. So social media monitoring is rapidly becoming a key business intelligence essential. Getting continuous feedback from customers is becoming indispensable for companies in responding to the marketplace and in planning for the future. But getting the data that companies really need is difficult, and analyzing it once they've collected it can be even more difficult. So today, to talk about some of the issues surrounding social media monitoring, I have with me Scott Robinson, who's a SharePoint and BI expert. So welcome, Scott.
Hi there, Lauren.
Hi. So, Scott, as usual, I have many, many questions for you. We started to talk about some of the nitty-gritty concerning monitoring. But for listeners who haven't been listening to some of our previous podcasts, let's just talk a little bit about what social media monitoring entails.
Social media monitoring goes along with the new trend to exploit social media as a way of putting out the word about products and services that your particular organization is offering, and creating the feedback loop so that not only are you putting out word about what you're doing, but you're getting information back from your customers or your potential customers or people who are interested in your services. Social media monitoring refers to the tools that can be used to take that information and reduce it down to data that you can use for strategic planning.
And can you talk a little bit about some of kind of those key terms like searching and crawling and analytics and key performance indicators, and maybe a little bit for our audience about what those things mean in the context of monitoring?
I sure can. Essentially, what social media monitoring is doing is it's a specialized version of what we all do when we do a Google search. A Google search basically is looking for information that's out there on the web where for certain values, certain keywords that I submit to a search engine will use to come back with a number of sources that might be of interest to me. And the way that this happens is that that search engine has crawled the internet. It's gone out there and taken samples of everything that's there to be found and created a matching system so that my keywords match the content that's available to me. And these systems are massive, and they're gargantuan even, and they entail just about everything that's out there to be found. Now, social media monitoring goes to a special subset of the internet where social information is being exchanged, and that includes several hundred social media sites. It includes blog sites. It includes places where people are talking on the internet. And we have specialized crawls of that information that will turn up brand mentions and information about particular products or particular services. When I make use of social media, I'm doing that specialized crawl, that specialized search of that subset of the internet. Now, that's going to give me back important information. We all know that when we go to a place like Facebook, that we will like certain things. We will follow certain persons or pages. We will share information and drop links on Facebook to share information with others. Likes and mentions and shares, all of these things are countable, and we can turn those into key performance indicators. If I'm tracking my brand, I can go out to Facebook or any social media site, and I can count the likes of my brand. I can count the mentions of my brand. That's important information that basically becomes a KPI, and that's the metric that I can use strategically.
So these tools are kind of a specialized subset of measurement. Are they expensive? Do they require a big investment?
Now, that's a really good question, and the reason is because you can essentially dive into this new way of doing things, this new technology, on any level that you please. You can start with social media monitoring tools that are essentially free. You can go out there and download them and just start making use of them to kind of get your feet wet. From there, you can move up to more advanced tool suites that not only allow you to dig out the information you want, but provide you with analytical tools to make use of it. Beyond that, you can hire a service that will go out and do all of this work for you. Now, that's three different levels of investment with three different kinds of return. And making the right choice can be fairly tricky because the differences between those three levels are significant.
You know, as powerful as these tools can be, are there some downsides to using this approach?
There are several downsides. If I'm out there and I've decided to get into social media monitoring, and I start making use of social media monitoring tools, I've got an awfully big curve ahead of me where many mistakes can be made. It's a mistake to look at social media monitoring and thinking that any raw numbers that I pull in are going to be strategically useful. If I'm just counting likes or counting mentions of my brand, that's not going to give me anything I don't really already have, because that number is going to square proportionally with the ratio of market share that I already have. That's not going to give me much. I need to have a strategic notion of what to do with the information going in. I need to know where to be looking for the data. I mean, if I'm, for instance, a major motion picture studio, and what I want is to be measuring how much people like my movies, well, it's not going to do me much good to go and scan Facebook for discussions of my new movie. What I want to be doing is I want to be basically tracking what people are saying about it on sites that are comprehensive. I want to go out and look at blog entries. Making the wrong choices about where to look for information can be disastrous. Another huge problem that I have is when I'm looking at how people feel about my brand or about my products or services, I'm inclined to lose my objectivity. If I've got people in my organization who are tracking information about my brand or product, and they're coming back to me with what is essentially very emotional content, well, it's easy to buy into whatever's being said. It's easy to lose objectivity. We all go on Facebook, most of us on a daily basis, and we know that most of what's said about politics or about the latest movie or about this musical performer or this band, those are going to be pretty subjective batches of data. What I need to do in evaluating that is not be subjective myself. Now, if I'm using a social media monitoring service instead of just doing it myself, then I know that whatever feedback I get back is going to be objective, and I need for that feedback to be objective. So that's another huge danger we get into when we first start out in social media monitoring.
So it's interesting that you should bring that up, because I have a couple other questions for you, and this kind of relates to how we started too, which is that your key performance indicators kind of can't have be emotionally motivated. You need to kind of look at specific metrics that can really measure your reach among your audience, your popularity. In the previous podcast, we've also talked about how you need to kind of look at your competition and really dig into the metrics there to get some context on your standing in the marketplace. Is that what you mean by being objective?
That's a big part of it. It's one thing to be tracking the likes or the mentions of my particular brand and notice that, wow, hey, they went up this month. Okay, well, the only way that information has meaning to me is if I, you know, instead of just jumping up and down over the fact that my numbers bumped, I need to look at all the other numbers in the market. I need to look at the whole picture of my product or service in relation to others to understand what's truly going on with that bump. I need to handle social media data, which is essentially emotional data, with the same objectivity that I would apply to the raw numbers of sales versus inventory versus production. The same objectivity I would attach to those numbers, I need to attach to this very emotional data. And it's only meaningful if I have the big picture. Well, the big picture requires objectivity.
There are services out there that can do some of this work for you. So let's talk about what that means, and then maybe we can talk about whether there are downsides there.
That's a very interesting topic. Well, I had mentioned to you in a previous conversation that basically social media monitoring services, they harken back to the days in journalism of a clipping service, which would take information about my brand from mentions in newspapers and magazines, and they would clip the stories where I am mentioned and provide me with regular batches of that feedback. Well, now the services that do social media monitoring, as opposed to just having a tool suite, these services do essentially the same thing. There's one called Custom Scoop. Custom Scoop is pretty popular because it doesn't just do social media. It will also track mentions of you on television and that sort of thing. And what happens is you pay a monthly fee, and whatever buzz is going on about your product, Custom Scoop is going to provide it for you. Now, that's a big plus, because one thing it does is it makes sure that your brand is being sought out and in the right places. A service like that is going to know the right places to look for data about you, because this is what they do. So you don't have the hit and miss of, am I looking in the right place, that you would have if you were doing it on your own with a tool suite. That's one big plus of using a service. Another is that many times a monitoring service will offer you more than just using the tools and applying them for you. Oftentimes they will also offer strategic planning services. Because they know this business, they can help you have a plan in place for what to do with the data once you get it. And many organizations struggle with this because they have no idea what to do with the data once they've started bringing it in. And here's another big one. We've talked about how the data that we find in text, where people are out there talking about us, rather than just the raw likes and mentions, but actually saying things about us and generating text, well, that presents a problem, because analyzing text is tricky business. It's something you have to have a human being involved to really do a good job of it. There's a thing that happens out there on the internet when we talk about a subject we're very interested in on a forum site or a blog site, called moderation. A moderator is a person behind the scenes who's tracking all of the dialogue, all of the things that are being said on a particular website, and kind of keeps an eye on that and knows when to, you know, interject something into the conversation, knows when to gather information out of the conversation, knows how to set it straight when it goes awry. A lot of these social media monitoring services offer moderation service. Now, that's useful for the reason I just said, but it's also useful for this reason. Keeping your ear to the ground in terms of what's being said on the internet about your brand or your product, that's a great start. But another thing you need to do is be out there creating a buzz about your product or your brand. It's not enough to just listen. You also have to talk. So if you've got moderation services in place, then the social media monitoring service that you're using is stimulating more conversation and more buzz about your brand or product. That can't help but benefit you.
Right. So there's clearly a lot of benefit to having a service, as you said, you know, in the old days of clipping services, that's kind of managing and monitoring for you and identifying the things that you should be looking at. But what are some of the downsides here?
Well, the two big downsides. One of the big downsides of using a service as opposed to doing social media monitoring yourself is that whoever's doing the service doesn't know your industry as well as you do. So there are things that are going to slip past the monitoring service that beyond the raw numbers. I mean, raw numbers are raw numbers. We crunch them how we crunch them. But beyond that, you've got a lot of this subjective information and subjective dialogue going on. And a social media monitoring service that does not know your business or your industry as well as you do isn't going to pick up on everything that's important. So you're going to lose something, you know, sloshing over the side of the boat there. That's a problem. Another problem you have is that one of the big benefits of social media monitoring is that the data that you draw in with it closes your business intelligence loop. You've integrated with your existing platform, and you basically have a feedback constantly coming in that lets you know in real time how your marketing is going. It lets you know in real time about threats to your business or your product from competitors. If you're using a service, you don't have that closed loop. They're going to give you reports. You've got to go get those reports. Their systems stand apart from your systems. They're not integrated. The lack of integration, it might not matter early on, but there will come a day when it does.
So, as always, you know, we've covered a lot of territory here on a subject that's, as you described it, previously, kind of nebulous and a little bit complicated for enterprises just getting started. So as always, Scott, I want to thank you for joining us today and shedding light on this topic.
Sure.
And for more on social media monitoring, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horowitz.